The West Australian foreshadowed this at the weekend that the private contractor Serco would lose its contract to run sterilisation services at Fiona Stanley Hospital. The Health Minister Kim Hames has confirmed this today, saying that Serco would no longer provide staff to sterilise surgical instruments and so forth, but they would be responsible for the maintenance of the equipment at the hospital. To see what this all means, I'm joined now by the Health Minister, Dr. Kim Hames. Good afternoon, Kim.
Yeah, g'day, Aaron.
Listen, you've taken this part of the contract away from Serco. Do they have any right for compensation under this contract?
Well, it may be something they argue for, but our advice is no, that there is no room for compensation. They do a large number of contracts, as you know, around 25 they started with, and in most sense they're doing very well. But the contract contains a provision that providing we follow that, so we give abatement notices and we have to follow through and give opportunities for response and fixing the service, and then we have to form a view whether we believe that they've got the capacity to continue that service. If we decide that they don't, then we have to have discussions around how much less money they get because their contract provision is less. So we've got to negotiate around that, but there's no clause that says we require to pay compensation when we followed that process.
So that part of the discussion is yet to be had then.
Yes, it is, but we've been having good conversations with them already. I mean, they know that we're considering that. We've had meetings, I've had meetings, and the staff have had meetings. You know, they're being very cooperative about all this, and I think that they will accept the fact that they've not been able to provide a service of the standard that we need. And part of that has been their inability to get people at a senior level that have got the experience necessary to provide supervision of that component of their contract. But as I say, they've been providing an excellent service for the rest, and we're satisfied with that.
So basically, they can't find people to do a good enough job in this critical area of keeping surgical instruments and so forth well sterilized. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I guess the reality is they weren't able to do that. So they had opportunities to recruit staff to the level that they needed to make sure that the service was as good as it needs to be, and it just didn't happen. You know, now I go back to our other hospitals where that service is provided, and we've had staff that have worked there a long time. They were experienced, but Serco clearly weren't able to recruit staff that had that experience that you need to run that sort of service.
And so the people within the department can do that?
Well, yes, they can. We will need to take some from our other hospitals, and we've looked at who we might get and how we might do that, and we just need senior people at a supervisory level, and they've got staff that they can move up to look after those senior positions when we've got the other ones come across to the hospital. We will still be offering employment to the majority of the existing Serco staff that are at Fiona Stanley Hospital. They're the ones that on the floor doing the work. The critical lack has been in having people with enough experience at a supervisory level to make sure that all the sterilisation has been done appropriately.
So these staff, they failed at one job, clearly, and they'll be offered other positions within the hospital.
No. The staff who are doing the work on the floor are people who do what they're told. What it needs to happen is people to tell them in a different way or different things to do to make sure it is done satisfactorily. So I don't think the failing has been at that level of the, or, I mean, they have failed, but they've failed presumably because they haven't been given correct directions. But anyway, we will look through the staff they've got and make sure that, you know, we just don't want to have a whole pile of people suddenly out of work. People have been doing their best to provide the service. So we'll work with Serco and with the staff. We won't necessarily take them all. We'll take those we believe are appropriate.
How many staff are we talking about here?
I don't know how many staff they've got there altogether, to be honest. I've never actually asked.
Yeah, but it sounds like you'll have to create jobs or they'll have to be made redundant.
Well, that's true, one or the other, but not by us. They're employed by Serco. So we have just said that we will look at the staff that they've got and employ those that we believe are appropriate.
Yeah, I guess at the end of the day, the public interest is to make sure that sterilisation is done 100% successfully. Mm, are you confident?
Exactly right.
Are you confident that this will now take place?
Well, I am confident because we're going to have the staff in control that have been doing it for years and years and years, who already provide an excellent service at our other hospitals. So yes, I am confident that they'll do it to the standard that we need.
Okay. You had a hot water pipe at the hospital rupture on the weekend, and
yes,
several theatres were closed. I mean,
one thing after another.
One thing. I guess you would like to get Fiona Stanley Hospital off the front page for a moment. Can we expect soon that things will settle down there?
Look, we've got a lot of staff at the hospital, something like 5,000, and we're seeing patient numbers that will be equivalent of 100,000 a year, and those staff are getting a bit fed up, I think, but they're doing a fantastic job, the staff that we've got there, working very hard under a lot of pressure, and I think they're feeling a bit picked on, I guess, but, you know, we have had issues that need to be sorted. I think they need a bit of airspace, and when you get something as random as a burst pipe that puts loads of water and shuts all the theatres, it just creates even more pressure. So I think they need to be left to get on with the job that they're doing. And I think, in the most part, doing very well.
Okay, well, thanks for your time, Kim.
All right, thanks, Adam.
That's Dr. Kim Hames, Health Minister of Western Australia, talking about the fact that the private contractor Serco has lost part of their contract in terms of sterilisation of surgical instruments and so forth at Fiona Stanley Hospital. That will now be done by the WA Department of Health, and Serco will maintain the equipment still. There's still a discussion to be had about compensation. Let's see how much it costs the taxpayer. Love to hear your thoughts on Fiona Stanley Hospital. It is certainly in the news far too much. 9221882.